Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I wanted to ask you, Caroline, about the two-part series of articles in Vanity Fair on Susie Wiles, the chief of staff, and the president's inner circle. I mean, clearly there was a lot of cooperation between the White House and Vanity Fair on this, because there's numerous interviews that Susie Wiles had with the writer over the course of pretty much a year. Portraits were taken of his inner circle, including her, J.D. Vance, Stephen Miller. I mean, it looks like the White House was working hand in glove with Vanity Fair, and yet here's Susie Wiles' reaction to the series of articles. Quote, "The article published early this morning is a disingenuously framed hit piece on me and the finest president, White House staff, and cabinet in history. Significant context was disregarded, and much of what I and others said about the team and the president was left out of the story. I assume after reading it that this was done to paint an overwhelmingly chaotic and negative narrative about the president and our team." She goes on after that. You can read the full thing on X, but what happened? What went wrong?
Well, look, I would just echo my boss, Susie Wiles, who is the best chief of staff in our nation's history, working for the greatest president in our nation's history, and that this was, unfortunately, another attempt at fake news by a reporter who was acting disingenuously and really did take the chief's words out of context. But I think most importantly, the bias of omission was ever present throughout this story. The reporter omitted all of the positive things that Susie and our team said about the president and the inner workings of the White House. And as Susie said today, it's deeply unfortunate that happened, but it won't distract us.
What they don't understand is that Susie Wiles' own tweet confirms that what she said is true. She only says it was disingenuously framed, meaning the words themselves she said, but she disagrees with how they were framed throughout the article. Caroline Levitt immediately tries to spin this in a North Korean news anchor style, but over on CNN, they were explaining how there's a chance that Susie Wiles didn't even know this was an on-the-record interview. Take a listen to this clip right here.
"I cannot tell you how many conspiracy theories I've heard about how this interview got published, whether it was the idea that she thought she was talking off the record, whether it was the idea that she was sitting for some kind of other interview that wasn't going to be published immediately, that it has something to do with the 2028 campaign, because Susie Wiles is a calculated and political figure. Everything she does has meaning. She is not somebody who seeks the limelight. She doesn't get out there in the press and do constant interviews. So the fact that she did this to so many people who are close to President Trump say that it must mean something. Now, of course, again, Wiles has said that that's not the case, that it was just taken out of context. There was an omission in much of what she said. But again, this has caused quite a stir here at the White House."
And it's important to note that Chris Whipple, the writer of this article, isn't some random reporter. He's the most prominent historian of White House chiefs of staff dating back to the Nixon admin. He's talked to every single one, so he was clearly documenting Susie Wiles for the history of it. Caroline Levitt then continues to spin on the White House lawn about the Vanity Fair article. I mean, Susie Wiles was shockingly candid throughout it, and that's why the White House is kind of reacting like this. For example, why was Susie Wiles so candid about Elon Musk's drug use? I mean, we know that Elon Musk uses ketamine. He has admitted that he openly uses ketamine. It wasn't a secret, but the way she worded it, basically saying that he sleeps on a mattress, he's hard to keep up with, he's always on ketamine. She said he's like an odd genius or whatever the hell, which I don't think Elon Musk is a genius. If you agree with that assessment, make sure you drop a like and make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. I'm not sure he's quite a genius. I think he's had a few successful businesses, but we can debate that another time.
"Years. As for the Vanity Fair article, Michael, I'll take your question directly. This is, unfortunately, another example of disingenuous reporting, where you have a reporter who took the chief of staff's words wildly out of context, did not include the context those conversations were had within. And then further, I think the most egregious part of this article was the bias of omission that was clearly present. And we see a lot of this when dealing with the media every day. You will leave out important context, leave out comments and facts. You know, many people in this building spoke with that reporter, and those comments were never included in the story, probably because it didn't push this false narrative of chaos and confusion that the reporter was clearly trying to push. So what I'll say about our chief of staff...
I'm sorry that we didn't get Elon Musk's opinion on whether or not he was high on ketamine throughout his slashing of USAID, which killed hundreds of thousands of people.
You've seen from...
Susie Wiles was like, I don't know, accidentally super candid about how USAID was super important.
Not just myself, but also the entire cabinet in a groundswell of support from people on Capitol Hill who don't even work in this building about how incredible Susie Wiles has been to President Trump. And he's been able to accomplish so much because of his leadership and his tenacity, but also because of Chief of Staff Wiles's leadership and her ability to effectuate his agenda. So thank you.
Okay, then she goes back into press sec mode. It's important to note that the Vanity Fair article burned Caroline Leavitt pretty badly. The Vanity Fair article had close-up photos of a bunch of Trump admin members, and they led with this one. Seems to grab attention, but you can see lip injection marks right there. Honestly, I'm not one to judge. Do whatever you want. You can affirm the way you look in any way that you want. Just don't judge other people all the time for being who they want to be, Caroline. That's what I would say at the end of the day. But then Caroline is further asked about Donald Trump's White House address tomorrow. I think Trump could troll the entire nation during his address tomorrow if he just randomly resigned. How much would liberals be owned? How owned would we all be if Donald Trump just resigned? No, don't do it, Trump. Don't please don't resign. I would be so owned.
First of all, you let us know that there's going to be a big address to the nation tomorrow night at 9. So do tell, what's it all about?
We greatly look forward to President Trump addressing the nation tomorrow night, 9 o'clock Eastern. I hope you're...
So scripted. Just legitimately propagandist.
We greatly look forward to President Trump addressing the nation tomorrow night, 9 o'clock Eastern. I hope your audience will tune in, and Americans across the country will tune in to hear from their president as well about the historic accomplishments that he has garnered for our country over the past year. If you look at the security of our border, if you look at stopping Joe Biden's inflation right in its tracks, bringing down gas prices to the lowest level in 5 years, President Trump will be talking about what's to come. The best is truly yet to come, as he often says.
Maybe we should do a counter live stream to this tomorrow. While Donald Trump is spewing all of his lies, we don't even watch his lies. We go and we watch, I don't know, some Rob Reiner best moments from his movies. We do some political research. We actually focus on reality. The nation should not be watching Trump as he spews his repetitious lies that I can probably guess before he even goes on stage. He's going to say that Joe Biden handed him an awful economy and the country was quote unquote going to hell, according to people like Vladimir Putin and Viktor Orban. And now the country has been revived. Even though people don't feel it yet, the country has been revived. And the country's economy is an A++++, but also affordability. Is a con job, but also the economy is in a golden age, but also we still have a ways to go. His same repetitious lies where he's clearly gaslighting. Caroline Leavitt is one of the biggest purveyors of these same exact lies, and it's crazy how much this Vanity Fair article burned her. It says, what do you notice about this close-up of Trump's press secretary, Caroline Leavitt, from Vanity Fair? Fair. I'm going to leave this video there. If you appreciate these short and sweet videos injected right into your feed, then drop a blue heart. Let me know that you made it to the end of this video. We've got a lot of cool merch coming out, a lot of cool debate projects coming out. You won't want to miss it. I love you all, and peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.